The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Yes, that's why we have that disclaimer on our show, because of the controversial subject matter we've been talking about. Don't live in the spirit of fear, whatever you do. This last hour has been interesting, all based on the continued output we get about what's going to happen on October 4th and October 11th, when we got so much advance warning. It seems like, the normal course of doing a national test has all of a sudden been blown up out of proportion into something nefarious, and people who get on the internet and claim that they've been asked or told or whatever by sources unknown to put the word out that they're going to release a 18 gigahertz signal or whatever and fry everybody's brains and release lipid nanoparticles and cause all sorts of hell on Earth. Why that date? Well, it's an EBS test. Of course, the government's behind it. Well, here we go again. Government's behind it. Yeah.
The devil made me do it.
Yeah. All right. You look at this thing and I can't help but laugh. That's why you heard a little chuckle. I'm not taking this thing lightly, because this to me is another nefarious moment of behavior on the part of person or persons unknown that are trying to see just how much fear mongering and panic they can instill in the American population. Because see, given what happened with COVID and the jab mandates and everything, this EBS test takes place during a 30-minute time period. This is like, boo, all of a sudden, did I just scare you? This is like a boo on Halloween, as compared to what happened over the course of 2 years of sitting in front of the TV and getting programmed by mainstream media. You see what I'm saying? This is just a little inkling. I mean, what happens during an EBS test is nothing like the second coming of Christ, when you hear the trump of the archangel and the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain are gathered together with him in the clouds. It's nothing like that. This is a 30-minute test of some frequency. And of course, now we all know that frequencies are part of the human body. Boy, you talk about God's perfect creation. And anybody who took the jab that believed all of this stuff has got a lot of repenting to do, because you didn't put God first. You let the government scare you into taking a shot, and now you have to live with that decision. It's like you woke up in the Garden of Eden, realized you sinned, and put on fig leaves and hid because you realized you were naked. You see, that's where they come up with the naked truth. That little cliche, because all of a sudden you're awake and it's like, oh my God, what have I done? Yeah. Wow. You see, it gets crazier by the minute. And the closer we get to October 4th, that October 4th date, and then October 11th, see, they got two different dates they want to scare you with. It's like all these preachers that have come out before and said, well, the Lord is going to send his son back. I'll say, son, can I do my Chicken Hawk impersonation here? He's going to come back on this certain date, and y'all need to be ready and join me in the field. We're all going to be taken up together. And then the day comes, and they're all standing out there like a bunch of lunatics in a thunderstorm, and nothing happens, except they get soaking wet. And then the minister has proverbial egg on his face. You don't know the day nor the hour. It says that clearly. Tim in Michigan, revisiting this hour. How are you?
I just have to add one thing that hit me like a brick.
Okay.
They're going to take down the system for 30 minutes to tie everything together. This is how they're going to, when the system comes back up, it's going to be operating at some nefarious level, is my assumption. They're tying things together. They're taking things down, and when it plugs back in, they're tying everything's now AI can be control. There's something like this going on.
All right, so you think they're going to reboot the system, in other words?
Yes. They're tying something together, and they can get it all done, boom. And when it comes back up, it's going to be an operating system's going to be put into effect.
Interesting. All right.
My guess. I guess the military is behind it.
Well, somebody is. If in fact this all occurs again, this could be, like I said, the means to try to scare America. But I mean, the back channel ideas that you come up with, they're certainly valid. They could reboot the entire system, but then they have to get every single receiver. Unless they're going to try to reboot all the receivers. Imagine that.
You got it.
Thanks for your call, Tim. Appreciate that. Back to this FDA recall warning. Moving on. Man, it's amazing. A whole hour we took just talking about the top five news stories. We haven't even gotten through them all yet. There is a Listeria monocytogenes contamination of life-wrapped treats. The recall has been expanded, according to the FDA, of not fried chicken, 64-ounce bucket, not Friday chicken, 2.5-ounce bar, and Life is Peachy, 6-pound box ice cream products. The expiration dates for the products go up to August 8th of 2024. On September 18th, they were notified, we're talking about the company that makes this stuff, which makes you wonder whether or not Life Wrap treats are all geoengineered and have garbage in them. Got to wonder. All of a sudden, now there's Listeria. South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control said we've had some issues here. We've tested your products and found them positive for Listeria monocytogenes, which can cause a potentially deadly bacterial infection. You need to recall and get this garbage off the street. And of course, no illnesses have been reported because somebody was thinking outside the box and decided to test their products. A New York judge has ruled that Donald Trump and his family inflated the value of the Trump Organization properties over the years, including Mar-a-Lago, to get better deals from banks and insurance companies. A win for New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's seeking a $250 million penalty. And who's going to get all that money? State of New York. Oh, that's going to be eaten up overnight, taking care of all those illegal immigrants. And see, here's the thing. This determines, before they had the trial next week, beginning next Monday, that Trump is liable for fraud. And before the ruling came down, understand the political theater here, Trump already had a lawsuit pending to get the judge thrown off the case, and so the judge had to hurry up and make a ruling. And you see how that works in New York State? And so this is the thing. The five takeaways, which we analyze here in our top five, it's a big win for Letitia James, even though the trial is technically not over. Of course, the counsel is saying statute of limitations applies here. It doesn't matter. The bench trial will still take place. They'll bring their witnesses out, but it's going to be a whole lot shorter because he's already ruled Trump's liable. Doing business in New York at any point in time in the future will be difficult for Trump. His company could still face a $250 million fine. And of course, the New York business certificates of the Trump Organization and other Trump subsidiaries listed in the suit are going to be canceled. That's right. And certificates of companies owned by the named defendants, including Trump and his two sons, Don Jr. and Eric, will also be canceled. Now, that means that if I were Trump, that's just me, I would tell Trump, look, New York doesn't love you anymore, sir, nor do they love your family. You don't have any businesses anymore there. Sell Trump Tower. Sell all of it. The whole family. Liquidate all your investments in New York. It'll probably be well more than the $250 million fine you may end up having to pay, and get the Hades out of Dodge, and don't ever look back. You may be talking about the financial center in the world, but they already took out the Twin Towers in Building 7. They'll do it again. Somebody will do it again. And these people in New York will be in places where they find themselves weeping and gnashing their teeth. In a fantasy world, according to the judge, Trump is a real estate genius. Only in a fantasy world. This is Judge Engoron, who Trump's trying to get thrown off the case. Yeah, the Trump lawyer Christopher Keyes told the judge the former president is an investment genius, probably one of the most successful real estate developers in the country. And of course, that was the judge's response in his own world, right? In his own fantasy world. And finally, the ruling is just another legal woe that is teed up for Trump leading up to the election. He's been out there actively campaigning and is leading the polls among his peers. The campaign may be interrupted by more trials set to take place in where? New York, D.C., and Florida. Yeah, it's not over yet. Everybody's watching. And they all understand that if it can happen to him and he's a rich guy, well, what about the little guy? What about John Q. Public? What about Joe the plumber? We could all be held to account and taken to task for any little thing. We heard that phone conversation you had the other day. You see, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. The stuff Chance was bringing up during the last hour. That they can listen. And he knows they can listen to the phone. They can listen in. We know they can. They had that technology back in the 90s before internet actually came out. And of course, we told you about Canada's Speaker of the House resigning over honoring that Nazi soldier in Parliament as Trudeau is accused of hiding. Yeah, celebrating that 98-year-old Ukrainian who served in a Nazi-controlled unit in World War II. Zelensky was there, of course. Well, talk about a faux pas, but not compared to what Germany's doing right now. Now, you talk about the fact that, you know, they're going after neo-Nazi groups. German police. Polizei! Polizei! Yeah, had carried out raids across Germany as ministers announced a ban on far-right groups described as a cult-like, deeply racist and anti-Semitic association that sought to indoctrinate kids with Nazi ideology. Okay, how are they going to start that out?
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Right, put the red bands on. Officers stormed 26 apartments belonging to 39 members of the Artgemeinschaft network in 12 states, including Bavaria, Baden-Württemberg, and Brandenburg. The association's got about 150 members, has links to several far-right groups, according to the Interior Ministry. That's what Germany's doing right now, trying to eliminate all of those Nazi flavors. Yeah. Okay. Or neo-Nazi, that's new Nazi, for those of you who don't know the word neo. Like neocons, it's like new cons. Oh, here's a new con. Yeah. Bring me a bag of money and I'll give you a bag, but you can't look at it until after I get in my car and leave. Yeah. So what about U.S. corporations ignoring the sanctions for the sake of profits? Well, Chevron is doing it. This California-based oil company, despite Biden's sanctions relief now, you know, sanctions don't matter to these guys. No, Venezuela's loving it because now they're going to put oil production, more rigs in Venezuela, two new oil rigs in the country, according to Reuters. The rigs would reportedly add some 65,000 barrels a day as part of the company's goals of increasing Venezuela oil output. And of course, Biden will go down there and kiss Maduro's ring, right? Oh, my. You see, he's already drained the strategic petroleum reserve here in this country to just about virtually nil. What plans do we have to build it up again? What migration crisis? Well, the UK Home Secretary is calling for an overhaul of this absurd international immigration rules for facilitating a migrant crisis. This is Home Secretary Suella Braverman in the UK calling for radical reforms to the absurd regulations surrounding asylum seekers, arguing it's become a promise the West cannot fulfill. Gee, that sounds a lot like Eric Adams whining about all those. And Hochul, what's she doing? Trying to speed up the process using the military to get everybody green cards so they can go to work in cheap labor in New York State. Yep. Okay. So you know what's going on in the blue states, right? Now let's talk about what's going on in D.C. Joe Biden's dog. I got a German Shepherd. Oh, she's laying right behind me. It's not okay if my dog bites somebody, except my last name is not Biden. Commander has bitten, reportedly, another Secret Service agent, the 11th known incident. Now, in a real world, that dog would be put down. This is a 2-year-old German Shepherd Commander that could have been trained only to attack when told to. He bit a U.S. Secret Service agent. And the chief of communications told CNN it did in fact happen. Bruising, puncture wounds. Yeah. The agent was bitten by Commander. And of course, former U.S. Secret Service agent is saying this is a workplace hazard. We cannot protect the president if you've got this mongrel on the loose, biting people at random, and then make excuses for it. Well, you must have surprised him. He didn't recognize who you were, so he bit you. Sorry, but police dogs are trained not to bite. And if you're going to have a German Shepherd running around the house, which in this case is the White House, the least you could do is have the damn dog trained. This is not the first time one of his dogs has bitten somebody. Do you think Biden cares? Hell no. You think they should put the dog down? I mean, 11 bites, really? Anybody else that did this, that dog would be put down. Not Biden's dog. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't have that. He's the president. You can't touch his dog. Well, train the damn thing, would you? Moron. Stupid people, man. I'm telling you. And of course, we told you already about the slip on the stairs incident in Michigan. And don't worry, mainstream media is going to downplay it. And of course, when Biden spoke to the UAW, you got Sean Fain, the president of the United Auto Workers Union, standing up there, you know, by his side. And of course, here's the one thing. Biden conveniently left out the electric vehicle mandates in his speech to the United Auto Workers. Oh, gee, how interesting is that? In the meantime, big uh-oh, Oversight Committee, BHR Partners Bank, Wired list Joe Biden's Delaware home as beneficiary address. Oh, he got a bunch of money, $200,000 wired to him. Yeah, the Oversight Committee has now uncovered that. Uh-oh, think it's going anywhere? I don't think so. Senate supposedly is, you know, Mitch has come up with a plan to keep the government. Yeah, we come up with a plan to keep the government. Mitch, go freeze yourself somewhere. We're tired of Mitch. Please don't run again. In fact, why don't you resign early and let the governor appoint some of the replacement? You are a useless tool for Biden, Mitch. Everybody knows it. Why don't you? Is the U.S. government going to reinstitute the draft? Believe it or not, U.S. military is laying the groundwork to reinstitute the draft in the United States. Why? Because they can't get soldiers to enlist any other way. And we need, yeah, U.S. Army War College's academic journal. Oh, we need to read this disturbing essay. We have the essay on what lessons the U.S. military should take away from the continuing war in Ukraine. By far the most concerning and most relevant section for the average American citizen is a subsection titled Casualties, Replacements, and Reconstitutions, which, to cut right to the chase, directly states, large-scale combat operations, troop requirements may well require a reconceptualization of the 1970s and 80s volunteer force and move toward partial conscription. And that means the draft. So my question to the U.S. military is, what about all those young fighting age male illegal immigrants you have housed in various places around the country? Why don't you make them a deal? Why don't you say, tell you what, guys, we'll give you American citizenship, but first, you got to put on an American uniform, go through our basic training, and swear allegiance to the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, like we had to, and you go over and you fight the Russians in Ukraine. It'll probably come to that. Why don't you take, there's a great idea. Oh, before you do that, why don't you make sure they're all vaccinated? Oh, man, what a mess. Dave in New York, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, a little observation. The program Survivor comes on tonight.
Okay.
And when I saw the people that are going to be on there, it looked like, I mean, literally, it looked like the rainbow flag. And I'm wondering if they're going to take that angle this time. It should be very interesting to watch if that's the case. But it just shows you that program has always had a satanic background to it. And if you watch the immunity, idols that you can win last year, there was one with a snake eating its tail and that, but it's always demonic stuff on there. And they're pushing it about to the limit now. And now they're coming out with a nude dating game.
Oh, you got to my story already, Dave. I was just going to talk about that. Yeah, under canceled.
Well, talk about it now.
Yeah.
Because
all right.
I think that's fine. Go ahead, have a new day name. But if you want to sit in the audience, you can't have any clothes on either. What the heck? Yeah. Let's have an orgy right there because our society is going down so friggin' far. You're better off being an atheist if you think you're a Christian and you don't have to make apologies for somebody believing in Christianity, Dave. You know what I mean? It's like,
you atheists
and non-believers, your portion of hell is less than these people that Jesus is going to puke out of their mouth because they're neither hot nor cold with their religion or their faith.
Yeah, well, now you can boycott HBO. And for those of you that subscribe to HBO, maybe you need to get off that subscription and disconnect from it. That'll send a signal to these woke people. We don't want to see your full frontal nudity on there because, see, at the end of the contest, they show different parts of the body as they're unmasked, unclothed, and the dating cycle occurs like in the dating game. And the guy that's actually there looking at these partial full frontal nudity things until they're all full frontal nudity, but during the last 2 minutes of the game, he gets to get naked and they get to judge him. Boy, what a way to talk about somebody's shortcomings. Thanks for your call, Dave. Appreciate that. Wow. Moving on to news, Judge Aileen Cannon presiding over the case against Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents has granted special counsel Jack Smith's motions to hold Garcia hearings for his two former co-defendants, Carlos de Oliveira and Joaquin Nauta, who were charged alongside Trump, and their legal representation is the subject of new hearings. Garcia hearing is named after a 1975 case. It's a proceeding to ensure a defendant understands the conflict of interest at play when they're represented by an attorney who's also representing another defendant or witnesses in the case. So they have this hearing. Coming up, keep your eyes on that. The IRS, by the way, has granted tax relief that postpones various tax filing deadlines for victims of Hurricane Lee in Maine and Massachusetts. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected Alabama Republican's second bid to use a congressional map that includes one majority black congressional district. And, of course, more politicians are leaving the Democratic Party and switching to Republican, not just Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson, but we're talking about Kyrsten Sinema. Joe Manchin's thinking about it, just to name a few. There was, five lawmakers, of course, have switched. And, of course, leave it to a Democrat to cast the only nay vote. The House has passed a resolution against Biden's attack on school hunting and archery programs. The vote in the House, 424-1. Thank you very much, Representative Veronica Escobar, Democrat, Texas. Now we know how you think. You've been singled out. Hope you feel good. Yeah, this is what this was all about. Biden administration is going to block funding to schools that have hunting or archery programs under the guise of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, in combination with the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, prohibited funding for schools if certain weapons are used. Well, we certainly can't teach kids to be responsible now, can we? Oh, my gosh. See, this is why you need to homeschool your kid, right? Yeah. Helen, are you in Florida?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hello?
Yes, Helen, are you in St. Pete? Are you listening to us on our St. Pete radio station there?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I just want to comment on the commando dog that you were
Commander,
talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you think the dog should be put down?
Well, I'm talking about, I love my German Shepherd. Trust me, I would only put her down if there was an issue. When I was very young, I had a German Shepherd that was defending me and bit somebody. He was shooting BBs underneath the garage door at her feet. And he came into our yard and pushed me down when I was a child. And the dog, my German Shepherd, ran after him and took a big chunk out of his ass. And of course, the parents, after coming home from the doctor, called my dad up and said, "You either put that dog down or we're going to sue you." So he had to make the fateful choice. And I always wondered where my dog went. I could never find her. I went all over the neighborhood looking, and my parents couldn't even be bothered to tell me what happened until I was much older. Now, in any other situation, if it was a pit bull or whatever the case may be, and I know you animal lovers out there will agree with me, I don't put dogs down for any reason, unless, you know, and this is the thing, the courts clearly have statutes on the books about dogs who bite. And I got my dog out of a no-kill or out of a kill shelter, and they were putting dogs down, and they told me, I said, "Why would you do that?" Well, one, we can't afford to take care of them, and two, we put them down because they're aggressive and we're afraid they'll bite. This is a kill shelter now. And I rescued my dog that's laying right down here beside me, who I absolutely love. She's a member of the family, loves us, would never bite anybody. We've had workers over to the house, and she just wags her tail and just nuzzles up to everybody. She loves them all. But when you have a dog that you really have a responsibility to train, and now the Secret Service itself is calling this dog a workplace hazard, whose responsibility is it, Helen, to make sure that dog doesn't bite again? And what alternative option?
Can I actually respond?
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, can I actually say something?
Go ahead.
Well, it's not the dog's fault, first of all. It's not the dog's fault for doing what he's doing. He needs to be trained. I don't hate the dog. I hate Biden. He needs to be trained. Okay?
Biden does, too.
You don't put a dog down just because, okay, he bit some of these security people. Yeah. It's not his fault. He has to be trained. Just like your dog, you trained your dog.
You know, Helen, I think I said that, too, in the show about why don't you train the damn thing. I already said that. You know, then he won't bite anymore. I mean, police dogs are trained not to bite. That dog especially should be trained only to bite when told to bite. Thank you, Helen. I appreciate that. Good input, as always, this morning. We're going to try to reach out to Leslie Manoukian after the break here. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where I'm at. And of course, I really wanted to come out of the break with, something that some of you might be familiar with, that theme song. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, the Game of Thrones theme, for those of you Thronesies out there that are listening to the show that absolutely love that movie or that series. Leslie Manoukian, we finally got you on the show. I'm so glad. Leslie is like super plugged in to this vaccine stuff that's been going on that everybody's freaking out about. We've had discussion about this October 4th and October 11th thing where everybody that's been vaccinated, Lee Merritt just came out with a 4.5-minute statement we played this morning talking about what's going to happen when they turn on the EBS tests and how many people are going to turn into zombie apocalypse and all this other stuff. They've got, half of the people in the know freaking out. But see, you've been studying vaccines and the technology and the damage it's done for quite a while.
I have indeed. I first learned of the whole vaccine debate somewhere around 2001, I think it was. And I was working on Wall Street in London. I had been transferred by Goldman Sachs from New York to London and was working for Goldman. And then I quit and went to go and work for a big client. And my health was just getting worse and worse. And my doctor said, hey, go and see a homeopath or an acupuncturist conventional medicine can't help you. And so I thought, well, that's kind of strange, but okay. And so I went and saw a homeopath, and it was so profound that I enrolled in homeopathy college in 6 months. And the very first day of orientation, the teacher leading orientation said, hey, over the next 3 years, we're going to learn about all these different issues, the mind-body connection, vaccine damage. And I was like, excuse me, what are you talking about? Vaccines are the greatest invention of mankind. And he said, well, that's one perspective. We're going to learn about another. And he gave me a book to read called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? And I read that book and I cried. But as I read that book, I just thought to myself, someday I've got to make a movie about this and investigate for myself whether or not this is really true. There were over 960 footnotes in the back of the book. And I just thought, documenting literally seizures and learning disabilities and rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune conditions and death after vaccinations. And I thought, these are like a sugar pill. They could do no harm. How can this be true? And so I set an intention, and I literally seriously felt called by God to make a documentary. And I spent the next 10 years researching it. And the film came out in, I think, April 2nd of 2011. And it's called The Greater Good. And you can find it at greatergoodmovie.org. But that is what catapulted me into the health freedom movement and helped me to understand the importance of health freedom. And then when 2020 happened, I founded Health Freedom Defense Fund, and we are the organization that's responsible for you not wearing a mask on an airplane or a train or a bus anymore. So we took that down. Anyway, that's a little bit of our background.
I love it. See, now there are people out there that are doing the greater good, folks, and that's why Leslie put this out. I'm so happy to have you on the show this morning. The Health Freedom Defense Fund seeks to protect and advance health freedom, educating Americans on informed consent. This seems to be a big problem in America, is that people, just 220 million of them plus, blindly took the government's word for this and lined up and went and got injected in the arm with stuff that now we're finding out was like the government got big pharma, private companies, to do their bidding because they couldn't do it on their own. I mean, does that make sense?
100%. It's exactly what they did. And it's exactly what they've been planning. I actually was on American Thought Leaders on the Epoch Times last night, and I talked about how the pharmaceutical industry and medical complex have essentially captured our health agencies. And it started decades ago, not recently. And then in the last 20 years, they put in place all this different legislation that actually facilitated the draconian response to COVID that we saw, basically this authoritarian response. This did not happen as an accident. It wasn't just a little mistake or overreach. It was planned, no doubt. They put it in place in 2001 after 9/11. So they passed the Patriot Act like 45 days after 9/11. 2 weeks later, they introduced the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act legislation. This is back in 2001. And you know what that legislation does, Dave? It facilitates essentially extraordinary power transfers to governors and state health departments in the event of a public health emergency. 22 years ago, they did this.
How many people know that? How many people are aware of it besides you? This is the first time I'm hearing this. Yeah. I mean, I knew about the Patriot Act and had been sitting on the shelf there forever and a day waiting for a false flag attack, which obviously 9/11 was. And then all of a sudden, now this little add-on. How many of you knew that out there that are listening to the show right now? Because this is that is the mechanism that transferred. Now, I knew that they had the power to transfer it to the states, but what vehicle? I wasn't fully aware until you just brought it up.
Yeah, and it was literally 2 weeks after the PREP Act or the Patriot Act. And then don't forget, in 2005, there's all this scares about smallpox and anthrax and all this stuff. And what do? They passed the PREP Act. And what does the PREP Act do? It provides a liability shield for the entire pharmaceutical industry. Anybody who creates what's called a medical countermeasure in the event of a public health emergency. How very convenient. So all those tests, all those shots, all those masks that were considered medical countermeasures, the manufacturers have no liability for due to the PREP Act. And then this is the really, you know, piece de la resistance, is that in 2012, they repealed the prohibition on propagandizing American citizens. They repealed the Smith-Mundt Act in the National Defense Authorization Act. In 2013, they set up a program to actually propagandize Americans. And in 2016, they funded it. What does that mean? That anything you see in the establishment media could be deliberately deceptive in order to manipulate you into a desired outcome.
Well, we know the major networks were already paid during the COVID to push Pfizer to push. I mean, we know that Pfizer and everybody, I mean, Trump got funding from these big pharma companies as well. It's part of his campaign. But the thing is that the bigger picture is that we know that the media got paid off in the process to propagandize all this, especially during the lockdown. So now that we know that, now we're starting to see the real twist of the tail, so to speak, about all these people that are now being adversely affected by the jab, people that have been forced to get the jab just to keep their job, people who said, no, you know what, we're not doing this, including what, some 40,000 military personnel, and now they want to fire up the draft again. I mean, are they going to, what are they going to do to all those people that they forced to become part of the big conscription? I mean, how's that going to work when they all have to stand in line and get jabbed with God knows what? So this is great. Now, you said before we went on the air that you had some breaking news that you wanted to put out. I'm all ears. Go.
Yeah. I just want to make it really clear, too, what I was just saying. They not only did the media take money to manipulate you, they actually, it's now legal for them to lie to you. Think about that. The government, Congress authorized the federal government lying to you. That's a scary, scary turn of events. And it didn't happen overnight. It's happened in the last, so I said 2012, 2013, 2016. Terrifying. I just say that. I want to emphasize that because I want people to understand that if you are tuning into the establishment media, there's a very good chance that you are being misled deliberately. So treat it with serious caution. So yes, I have fantastic news, which is that we have been involved in a lawsuit. We, Health Freedom Defense Fund, which you can find at healthfreedomdefense.org, and then our co-plaintiffs, California Educators for Medical Freedom, which are a group of teachers and employees of the Los Angeles Unified School District, but they allow anybody in who are educators to join. And then some individual named plaintiffs have been suing the Los Angeles Unified School District for over 2 years, or for about 2 years. And we're suing them because LAUSD, until yesterday afternoon, had a mandate for the COVID injections, still had a mandate. They had fired or displaced over 1,000 employees. They were sticking to their guns. I mean, talk about anti-science zealotry. They knew since July 27th of 2021, because the CDC issued new guidance, that the shots didn't stop transmission or infection, and yet they persisted in this insane policy. And so on September 14th, we had oral argument in our case, and the judges at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals literally eviscerated LAUSD's policy, its justification for the policy, and their attorney. It was a sight to behold. So yesterday, LAUSD's Board of Education voted to rescind the mandate, finally, after more than 2 years in place. So we are doing victory laps this morning here at Health Freedom Defense Fund, California Educators for Medical Freedom, and all the plaintiffs, the individual named plaintiffs. We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, well, I would be too. Bully for you on that. And thank you for all those people that did these lawsuits, folks. Appellate briefs cost a lot of money. The average appellate brief, just to give you an idea for somebody being foreclosed on, we're not talking about taking out an entire school district, is $10,000 just to put an appellate brief together and file it with the courts. I mean, we're talking about some serious legal money here being spent to go after the LA Unified School District. Now, the bigger thing
can I just tell you the appellate brief ahead. Was $50,000. I mean, and if you look at our mask case, so, you know, we won we stopped the federal travel mask mandate. That case cost us nearly $500,000.
Basically. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because these are very serious attorneys that we're dealing with, and these are very, very serious issues. And the government, LAUSD is a arm of the government, CDC, DOJ, they're arms of the government. They have all your tax dollars to hire their attorneys and basically to fight these things. And so it's really frustrating because I think our legal system is kind of upside down. The onus is on us to raise all this money and then fight back when they violate our rights. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, right? It should not be that way. But unfortunately, it's the case. And yes, these cases are very costly, hundreds of thousands of dollars. LAUSD, the case has been going on for 2 years. It's the two cases have cost us already close to $500,000 as well.
You see, folks, this is no laughing matter. I mean, these folks came out here with the intent of stopping something bad from happening to we the people. And this is what the cost is, because there is a cost. These attorneys are spending countless hours doing case prep, and me as a paralegal, I get that. So one of the things that I just, you know, bully for you in this case, I'm so glad for the people of the, that live within the LA school district that refuse not to leave and homeschool their kids, because then you don't have to worry about getting jabbed left and right. This is a big thing, and why a lot of moms are doing that, especially a lot in our listening audience. So we appreciate that and everything that you've done to stop this nonsense. The other thing that you have to also take into consideration, folks, for those who don't know, is when the judge issues an order or the Ninth Circuit issues an order and sends it back down to the lower court for enforcement, and then you have the LA school board voting, of course, unanimously to rescind this whole Michigas. The bigger problem is if they refuse to do it, they could be held in contempt. And well, then they could face jail time for going against the court.
I think what's more likely is that, you know, we didn't have the Ninth Circuit's. Let me just say two things. First of all, this case is about every American, because every American could have been an employee at LAUSD, right? Anybody could be an employee of a big business, of a state-run entity, of a school district, of a university, anybody. And so it's so important that people understand that this lawsuit is just not about the teachers and employees at Los Angeles Unified School District. It's about each and every one of us, because we are pushing back against this authoritarian overreach that they are justifying on the basis of a lawsuit from 1905, which did not recognize natural immunity, which assumed the shots were effective, and which only applied in an extreme emergency like smallpox with a death rate of 30 to 40%. COVID is none of those things. The COVID injections are experimental. They don't confer immunity. The COVID has a death rate in line with the seasonal flu. And none of that applies. It's not a serious emergency at all. I mean, listen, there's plenty of evidence that 96 to 99% of the people who died with COVID, not from COVID. That's documented now. This is insane. That means that there actually was never a pandemic in the true definition. So that's one piece I want to say. Then the other thing is about this court case. So the Ninth Circuit, it was an oral argument that they skewered the attorney for LAUSD. They were like, we are shocked. We are floored that you still have this policy in place. And this is irrational. That's what they said. This is absolutely irrational. They even criticized the district court's decision and saying that that was not a rational decision, a rational ruling, that it was overbroad. So they haven't ruled yet. They just ripped her to shreds there. And what she did was she left and she went back to LA and most likely told the school district, listen, you're going to lose. You're going to lose this appeal here right now. We're appealing, but you guys are going to lose. And you need to rescind the mandate. And so yesterday at a Board of Education meeting, they did rescind the mandate. So we don't have the Ninth Circuit's ruling yet. I think what LAUSD is doing is really, it's a very cynical attempt to evade judicial review of their policy, because they know that it's wrong. They know it's not justified. They tried to argue that even 20 years in the future, even absent an emergency, that they could still have the mandate. 20 years. They just said that the courts should give the state the right to decide. Literally, this is insane. So they're going to lose. So now I think what's going to happen is LAUSD is going to say, well, we rescinded the mandate. The case is now moot. Please dismiss the case. I don't think the court's going to fall for that, but I think that's most likely what's going to happen.
Now, was this, I want to dig just a couple of questions in on this one. This was just the 3-judge panel, or was it the en banc?
No, it's just the 3 judges.
3 judge. Okay. Mm-hmm. And see, this is the thing, folks. If you know anything about the circuits in this country, the Ninth Circuit is the most liberal of all the circuits. And the Ninth Circuit covers a majority of the Western states. For those of you that don't have a district or circuit court map in front of you, like I do half the time, I'm doing pleadings in the federal circuits. So I do know that there are a lot of split decisions which cause conflict. Have you been the health freedom defense, have you been studying all the different conflicts between the circuits with the attempt that we might have to do a writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court?
Yes, absolutely. So this is why this case is so important and applies to every American, because schools, universities, businesses, and the government have used this case from 1905, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, yeah. a Supreme Court ruling.
That's what you were referring to.
They have used that to justify mandates. They have said, I mean, Alan Dershowitz, the constitutional law professor from Harvard, has actually said that Jacobson grants the state the authority to plunge a needle into your arm. That is absolutely preposterous, literally, face on its, you know, wrong on its face. Yeah. And what Jacobson said was, in an emergency, in an extreme emergency, not just an emergency, an extreme emergency, where the vaccine was safe and effective. That shot, the smallpox vaccine, had been around for over 100 years. Okay. COVID is not smallpox, and the shot, the COVID shot, is not a smallpox vaccine. I don't think the smallpox vaccine was safe or effective, but I'll leave that aside for right now. Yeah. The point is that Jacobson has been wildly misconstrued in the last 100 plus years. And most importantly, there is a big body of case law in the last 50 or 60 years, such as Cruzan versus the director of Missouri, versus director of a hospital in Missouri. Washington versus Glucksberg, Washington versus, I'm forgetting what the other one is. And then there are a bunch of different lawsuits, and I'm forgetting all the names, sorry right now. But basically, what these lawsuits, this case law guarantees, and these have all gone to the Supreme Court, is the right to refuse unwanted medical treatment, the right to a zone of privacy around your body into which the state cannot intrude, the right to refuse unwanted medical interventions, the right to refuse life-saving or life-extending medical interventions. So all this case law in the last 50 or 60 years is at odds with Jacobson from 1905, but they're still using Jacobson even though it doesn't apply. And Jacobson doesn't either also take into account natural immunity, which we know is superior to anything induced by the vaccinations, which is waning. And this is what we argued in our pleadings initially. And so this case is so important, and we will take it to the Supreme Court if we have to, because it is high time that Jacobson was put in its proper historical place, which is in the dustbin. I just have to say one other thing, Dave.
Yeah.
1905. In 1905, this is an era when women didn't have the right to vote. When Jim Crow laws were in place, subjecting Black Americans to unthinkable, unconscionable segregation, right? And other inhumanities. And also when the Supreme Court actually decided that it was acceptable for the Supreme Court to sanction snipping the fallopian tubes of a young woman that they thought was too unintelligent to have children. I don't know any American who wants to go back to 1905. Why has this not been reconciled? Why is Jacobson still in effect today, or being used to justify these authoritarian overreaches of public health? It's got to be rectified, and our case is demanding that this conflict be rectified now. So I think this may end up in the Supreme Court. I hope not. I hope that what happens is it goes back to the district court. The district court rules in our favor. The district court gives us the opportunity to prove our case. We prove our case, and that's it. But, you know, this is the government, and they clearly want to keep – I mean, listen, LAUSD kept this mandate in place for 2 years, even though they knew that it didn't stop transmission or infection. Bets are off about what they'll actually do next.
Exactly, and this is the problem, because now we've got the 2024 election cycle coming up, and if it's any indication of what happened of trying to keep voters to stay home by scaring them with propaganda, now AI is coming into the mix as well. You've got the CDC warning of a triple-demic winter. Like, we're supposed to believe everything that comes out of the CDC's mouth after all the lies about stop the spread. And you've got Burks writing a book, the little scarf lady writing a book about, oh, well, we lied about all that. No, we just made it up just to see how many people would buy into it. I cannot believe how many people out there trust the United States government after this. And why they'd obey? How could they enforce Jacobson without invoking some sort of a fight? Because, I mean, people, if they come to the door with health teams and they've got, we're going to vaccinate in memory of your house, like hell you are, bam, bam, bam. That's when it starts.
Well,
they're not going to get away with this.
I don't believe their numbers, first of all, Dave. Okay. 30%, the official stats are basically that 30% of Americans didn't take the shot and 70% did. But I think that that's an exaggeration, because I have heard of so many people who got someone to shoot it into the trash or into the toilet. Okay.
All right.
So that's one thing I think is really important, is that I think that they are exaggerating. they are in order to make you think like you're an outlier if you didn't submit. Okay. But this is the kicker. 17% of Americans, only 17%, I think it was 20% of adults took the booster last year. 30% of Americans in a recent Rasmussen poll says that they believe they know someone who was killed by the shot. Okay. This new booster that they are pushing on us, I will be shocked if 5% of Americans.
I appreciate that. You know, I wish I had all hour to talk to you about this thing and take phone calls. We're going to have you back on the show. We're not done pushing this because there's so much more news to come out of all of this stuff. We didn't even get to Kirkering versus Nike, but I'll tell you what, we got to have you back on the show, Leslie. You're a darling and a wonder. And I thank God for you and your team out there at the Health Freedom Defense Fund for making the big attempt and that push forward to protect the rights of all Americans. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for the show today. In the meantime, you can catch us on Rumble, Brighty on a BitChute. We post this interview on. You've got to watch it. Send this to your friends. This is the kind of interview they need to be paying attention to. People like Leslie are out there fighting for all of our rights. In the meantime, God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America. Time to take a stand. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.